jackals are breathing. Wrap this bandana around your head. Don't let anyone see that you're bleeding. Fire up the scanner and keep your eyes on it. Don't speak unless someone speaks to you. Hands in your pockets and sweat on your face. The warm love of God coursing through you. Home again.
I thought that I would give all of you just a little insight into how this process works, so I delayed the checking of the mic volume until we were live so that I could check our volumes. Looks like my volume's okay. How's your volume?
Mic check, mic. It's good. I can see the bars bouncing up into the red.
Yeah.
That's how I like it.
In the red?
Hard and fast. But you know that's how I like it.
In the red.
I got through parts of these.
Should I just go to...
No, because I did flush them at the very end of the show, so...
Okay. I'll let you drive.
Porcupine Spotter asked why he was Spotter.
Dude, don't ask me, it's your name.
Fungal Monk said, my wife once asked me if I'd gotten a new styrofoam cup yet. Mind a buzz in KOL, I heard, did you get a xylophone cookbook? Can you implement one of those for accordion themes? Why was your wife asking you if you'd gotten a new styrofoam cup?
Is your financial situation so dire that you can only buy one styrofoam cup at a time? Because that's really sad.
Yeah. I don't even think they sell styrofoam cups one at a time. Unless you go and, like, can I have some water? And they charge you 10 cents for the cup at, like, some low-budget mom-and-pop restaurant that still gives you styrofoam cups.
Yeah.
Discovered this weird thing. The Japanese place where we eat sometimes has styrofoam cups. And if you put lemon juice on the cup, nothing happens. If you put lemon juice on your finger and touch the cup, it etches the styrofoam.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's like some combination of like your finger oil. I mean, not your finger oil, but one's right. Finger oil with lemon juice that causes that to happen. I've yet to make any cool pictures with it, but
yeah. You could be the next Boing Boing story. Like, in addition to running some online game, Zach Johnson etches amazing art in styrofoam cups.
I don't know that it would be amazing art. So far, it's just been, like, random fingerprints here and there, but, right. Like, I guess if anybody found those cups, they could track me.
You could, to make sure that you get on Boing Boing, you could offer to sell the cups to people, but have some kind of system wherein if they tried to give the cup to somebody else or take a picture of the cup, it wouldn't work. You could do some digital rights management. If you are worried about the rights to your fingertips, is that digital rights management?
Ba-dum-bum.
Right. I think I wrote a whole zone that used that pun over and over again, and rightly, we never put it in.
I still just never got around to it. I think there were some of those that were... Because they were based on the different axes that you could get, and so you conceived of a digital axe, and then there was the dry... There was like a drywall wall that you had to chop through, and it had a bunch of...
Yeah, it was like the slightly less... firm than drywall wall, and the slightly less firm than denim wall, and that didn't go very well. I am sad that we lost the digital chimera and the digital underground dweller.
Right, right.
But
I mean,
it was reaching pretty obviously.
It was from back when monsters didn't really consist of much either. I mean, it was just sort of a name and a one sentence description and a verb.
Yeah. So those were the days.
Yeah, it was a lot easier to write content when content was simpler. When we were in that little room working on something good. Sarge said, I had that comment earlier about the mods being too strict. Please let me know if it's okay to buy, sell meat via PayPal in the trade channel. Also, what about the Indie Glasses code? No, it is not okay to buy and sell meat via PayPal anywhere in our chat. And if you get banned for that, that's not because the mods are too strict, that's because the mods are too right.
And as far as the code trade goes, we've instructed the mods to discourage it because there's no way of knowing if the code that you're getting is a real code, for one, and a real code that still works, because they're only a single use. So in a rare move, really, for us, we are trying to prevent people from dumbassing themselves out of meat.
Right. Southwest asked what was the They Might Be Giants song I introed with, and I don't remember. That was from the Thursday show.
Southwest is July, I think, in the KOL fan art calendar, which is probably going to print tomorrow.
Ooh.
Seems like Riff has got the layout finished and should go to the printers, and we should be selling them.
From a gameplay perspective, you kids will be happy to know that we came up with holidays for the rest of the months in the KOL calendar that don't have holidays so that we could come up with the icons for the holidays to put in the calendar. And we now have this sort of 2008 deadline for implementation of all of those holidays. I actually looked. It's not a bad schedule. I think we can get several of those done between now and the end of the year with relatively minimal effort.
I think that those who are inclined to do so should get a jump on these new holidays suck ass compared to the existing holidays thread. Just go ahead and throw that in the forums so we can be proactive about saying shut up.
Smoot said that since NS13 we have been such dicks to the player base that it's surprising that anyone is still playing.
Huh.
Which I don't really get. That kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, because he's actually been at least content, if not overly pleased, with all of the content.
I feel like, you know, we are not dicks. I feel like, you know, like if we were going to be a dick to anybody, we'd be a dick to somebody like Smoot, who was just sort of, you know, always complaining about stuff. But like, you know, we
and both of us in various ways came off really angry at the initial response to NS13, that's for sure.
I certainly don't think that we've made a practice of being assholes to people. There were a lot of people who were really offended by so nerf the Spooky Raven ones, which really needed to happen, because that was just one of those things where I made up a bunch of numbers, didn't consult dev, they didn't have enough time to test it, and so something that was just way overpowered went into the game, something that didn't make any sense in comparison to anything else. And so I, you know, nerfed them, and then I was like, you know, made that announcement, which ended with, on the bright side, everything else is now better in comparison. And there were a bunch of people in that thread who were like, that just offends me. Like, why add insult to injury? Like, why be such an... if you're going to nerf something, why do you have to also just be a total dick about it when you're doing it? And if making smart-ass comments equals being a dick to the player base, then A, it's not just since NS13 that we've been dicks to the player base, and B, like, we're not going to stop being dicks to the player.
See, I think there's
if
a,
that counts.
There's like, a difference between being sarcastic and mean and just adding in some kind of self-deprecating levity to something. Like, to me, that just sounds like we admit that a lot of people aren't going to be happy with this, and it's kind of, look on the bright side.
Right.
Yeah.
At least we didn't rape your dog.
That's not funny at all.
Because we did rape the
right.
dogs.
And it
oh, man. Be. Speaking of dogs, I'm watching my mom's dog while she's out of town. Which dog got sprayed by a skunk the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I came home pretty drunk, and I ran out. I'm like, oh, who's a good boy? I'm like wrestling with the dog. I'm like, oh, God, what the fuck? And I went upstairs, and I was like, why does it still smell like skunk? And I realized it was because my clothes were covered with the stench of skunk. I got some fluid for it, though. I was like, what do you give me for this skunk scent? And somebody was like, oh, I got some fluid. And it was a weird trade. I went to Petco, and I said, it was weird. Hot stuff, and I went to Petco, and I was like, hey, my dog got sprayed by a skunk. You got anything I can put on the dog to make him not smell like that anymore? And she was like, okay, walked by, and she's like, this is stuff to clean your carpet with. Let's check in the shampoo, because there's a skunk stuff right. for your carpet. She was like, nope, we don't have any, sorry. And then as I'm walking back by, Hot Stuff is like, yeah, this stuff that she said was for carpet is actually for dogs. It says so right on the
front. For dogs made out of carpet?
Dogs made out of carpet, yeah. I had a carpet made out of dogs for a while in one of the places I lived back in the Midwest. There.
That's a lot of dogs.
Midwest Asia.
I think people are finally getting, at least with my posts, that what somebody says is never as big an issue to me as how they say it.
Hmm.
So I've seen the discourse from people who have pissed me off in the past. Like, they're still complaining, but they're not complaining in a, why is everything you put in this game useless? You guys just really have no idea how you run this game, and it's boring and stupid. You know, it's more, I don't understand why you did this. Could you maybe explain it? And you should probably look at ways to fix it. And it will always be productive for somebody to complain in that fashion.
Yeah.
As long as they don't have Asperger's. Man.
We also hate Jews. So, if you're a Jew, just forget it.
If you're a Jew with Asperger's, then
yeah.
You're done.
Don't come around here no more. Your kind isn't welcome. Either of your kinds.
Your kinds are not welcome. Your kind bud is probably welcome, so if you have a nice friend, bring him on by.
Right.
Can we somehow incorporate condoms into KOL?
No.
I would hope that anybody who's sexually active who's playing KOL has incorporated condoms on their own time.
NMT student was, I suggested after a lot of his questions during the last show that NMT is not a grammar or punctuation school, obviously. Anyway, dude, spelling not my thing. Neither syntax, apparently. I had that Mavis Beacon teach type being when I was younger. I never had Mavis Beacon teach us typing. I don't know, some other typing program. Mavis Beacon teach typing was like Windows era. So
yeah.
That was after we were learning.
The program I had involved, like, there were a couple of mini games where you were shooting spaceships out of the sky by typing words, and
I remember there was one like missile command kind of thing where words were falling. You had a row of like ASCII city at the bottom, and ASCII City was a great place. I spent many happy days there. But words would fall out of the sky, and you'd have to type them before they landed, and they would vanish. And if they landed on your city, they would blow it up.
Have you seen the there's a game, flash game called QWERTY Warriors.
That's
fairly addictive. You're stationary in the middle of the screen, and enemies come from all sides.
Oh, with words on
yeah.
them, and you have to type the words. Yeah, I played something like that. There was a period at some point in the last few weeks. It was before I moved, because my computer was packed, but I had a laptop out, and I was kind of randomly playing all these like tower defense games and stuff, just going through entire categories of Jay's games and playing everything. And I played a few typing games like that. I'm interested in that Typing of the Dead game that came out a few years ago. I never did see it, but you guys got to remember that I learned to type on a typewriter. Did they have computers when you were learning to type at your school?
You know, it's funny. I learned how to type in junior high on a computer.
Huh.
And when I had to take the same course in high school so that I could prove I had marketable skills or what have you, that was on a typewriter.
Huh.
So I was backwards compatible, apparently.
You went to junior high in Prescott?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Yeah. So that was a slightly more well-funded school district than I had. There were electric typewriters, at least.
That's good.
They were fairly, like, they were the sort of latter-day electric typewriters that you know, all you could do. I was sitting next to a guy on an airplane back from PAX whose name was Joseph Smith. He had all this paperwork. This is Joseph Smith. I was like, oh, weird. I thought you were dead. And didn't believe in airplanes. So, did Joseph Smith believe in airplanes?
I probably wouldn't have believed in airplanes if I had grown up in the
1800s. Yeah, this makes sense. Yeah, they had that screen on them where you could, if you wanted to, have the stuff you were typing show up ahead of time so that you could correct it before it actually went onto the paper.
Right.
But they didn't let us because, you know, one good way to stop people from making typographical errors is to make it a giant pain in the ass to correct them.
Right.
You know, and like, I wouldn't have it any other way.
I think Jess had to learn on a piece of laminated paper that had a QWERTY keyboard printed on it before they could even get to the computers. They had to...
Huh.
I don't know how you would demonstrate proficiency with that, but that was how they learned to type with their eyes closed and that fun stuff. But, you know, learn to type, kids, because when we were in high school, they were saying, it's really kind of pointless for us to teach you how to type, because by the time you enter the workforce, all computers are going to be voice command driven.
No but computer we're gonna is teach ever going to be voice command driven.
They teach you anyway. I can't think out loud like that. I couldn't write anything longer than a couple of sentences without seeing it.
That was always the thing that freaked me out the most about being stoned, is just losing your ability to construct sentences in your head, or at least for me. I would get halfway through a sentence and be like, I'm just not making a bit of sense anymore, am I? And then everybody would be like, yeah, you were fine. What's the matter with you? But I tend to construct such elaborate sentences that once I actually exceed my sort of short-term auditory memory in the context of a single sentence because my sentences are so long. And I rely on a lot of crazy tricks for picking the clauses back up. But yeah, voice recognition is always going to suck ass. If it was smart enough that it could tell when you were talking to it, you know.
And figure out.
Then if you were trying to write a book with, like,
spell anything.
Fucking cat, get out of here. You know, you would just never be able to put that into your novel because it would always assume that you were talking to your cat rather than, you know, Thor talking to his cat. Did I mention I'm working on a novel about Thor and his cat?
Maybe we can include that in the saga of Lars and Helga.
Mojo Tech says, hey, Jack, how about some anti-time items? They could reduce your rollover turns and give you powerful buffs instead. That's a neat idea, actually. Giving you a buff at rollover would... Anything that interacts with individual players at rollover runs the risk of causing rollover to take a lot longer. Like, giving everybody 30 turns is a lot faster than giving each person 30 turns in sequence. So that might be. Like, with effects, it has to be done individually because you might already have that effect.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, the whole, we were mentioned with a pretty strange typo in the They Might Be Giants email list. Did you see that?
Yeah, they apparently some of the people who got it got the full text and some didn't.
Huh. It was weird. It was like the end of one sentence was just missing. The one that I got was fucked up.
Yeah, how come more browser-based multiplayer role-playing games don't reflect my...
Well, now there's one. So that's cool. I don't know who wrote that.
Yeah, it would be interesting to hear someone say...
We could even climb up into a sycamore tree for to hear that.
That they are the writer of the TMBG newsletter and
right.
They play.
I mean, the TMBG newsletter used to be written by John Flansburgh, mm-hmm. you know, but it, like everything else that any celebrity does on the internet, was fairly short-lived, like it. I don't know. But yeah, it's just exciting. It seems like they would have at least had to approve it mm-hmm. or something. So, although I can't imagine that there aren't fans telling them about us all the time, and they're just trying very hard to ignore it. But, Psycho says, attempting to shield butt in the round after your antique shield breaks, assuming breaks, gives the enemy a free attack. So don't do that. Minigate says, how come the sorority nurse does not heal you like a silent healer? Like a silent healer.
She heals herself, right?
Yeah.
That's her gig.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, one of the silent healers attacks if she accidentally heals you, and the sorority nurse is just better at healing. I mean, the sorority nurse's healing is not magic-based.
It's with bandages and stuff.
It's harder to accidentally apply a bandage to somebody than it is to accidentally cast a spell at them. That's what I'm going to say about that.
Evan Zed said, my roommate has been trying to do the Bukowski's 100 beer thing since January, and they refuse to set up the cards for the Dead Authors Club. The bar managers seem to have no idea what they're doing. Sorry to disappoint. Oh, that sucks. We were talking about, there's a bar, the place where I met Hot Stuff, actually. When I came to town the first time, he had me go there because they had a lot of good beers on tap. Where they'll do this thing where if in the course of a year you drink 100 of the beers that they have, that they sell there, that you get your own mug, which is a larger than average mug, so when you buy a pint, you actually get like a pint and a half, or whatever. But it was just kind of an interesting, like, sort of challenge, right? Like, trying to figure out what was the fewest number of days we could pull that off in if I were to actually go to Cambridge and try and do that. But according to Evan Zed, can't be done.
Hmm.
We'd have to arrange that ahead of time.
I'm saying 4 days.
4 days.
We figured 25 pints a night.
We figured in a month you could do it relatively easily, because three beers is not, especially if you tried to, you know, not do three of the 15% alcohol ones in one night, you know, like,
yeah.
Three beers a night is, you know, probably normalish for me, so like I could pull that off. He also, Hot Stuff, pointed out that it's actually kind of a drive from the place. It was really close to the place that he lived when I went out there the first time, but he's much further away from that now, so that'd make it a little trickier. But Gleeb says, twiddling your thumbs still causes strangulated to fire. Fix, please.
It seems to cause all of those mid-combat things. Effects, like the on fire and toad in the hole. And
right. That is probably tracked somewhere that I could fix that. Again, people were bitching in some other thread about how I never fix stuff, even though it comes up on the radio all the time. Like the saw spheres were supposed to still be doing a little bit of damage to stuff that attacked you, but there was just a typo. It wasn't so much a typo like a problem. It was like I had set it up to fire in non-NS-13 conditions rather than NS-13 conditions. It was like a mistake. But the thing is about stuff that comes up on the radio is that when I'm doing the radio show, I'm typically not writing stuff down or able to just fix it really quick, because that was more than like a 1 minute fix. So simple stuff I'll fix on the radio, but
I could just start doing for our show what I do when I'm soloing. Yeah, sending you those lists of
right
things that you should fix. I can understand that people have like one particular error that they come to feel like they own. And every time they see it, it's just like, God, he never fixes anything because he hasn't fixed this thing yet. It still says Apricade in the council quest, so clearly they don't care.
I had no idea how extensive that thread was until I looked at it today. Like, that took a couple of hours to fix all those things. Like,
I wasn't upset with you for
something
not
that I
it.
Expect when I go into a typo thread. I'm like, oh, it's a couple minutes, but
that was a good 7 pages of forum thread. That I fixed everything that I could, or that I thought I could.
There were a few things that you could, which made all that did was made it really hard for me to find them, because I was like, it's not in any of the places I have to fix, and I sort of glean from context. Mega Macro Uber Ultra King says, hey, Jick, why don't the Drunkenness Dungeons of Doom potions have a different message when used on frat boys? I mean, why don't they have a different message when used on pirates or anything else that's drunk or anything? It's just, that's just how it is, man.
If there were weapons, we could give them specific... There should be some weapon messages for using a paddle against the frat boys.
Probably should. Although there are so many frat boys now, it would just... It would... The way that the weapon texts work on the back end is kind of baffling, and it was sort of the least bad solution rather than the best solution to that problem. So if you were to make one of the... You know what you could do? And actually, the body part thing kind of fixes this. You could give all of the frat-type enemies, like, frat ass as a body part, and then have specific attack text for frat ass. Because the body parts are not actually, like, enumerated in any kind of list. They're just whatever you want, so...
That's not...
Yeah, so it's a perfect system.
It is.
Capable of doing everything we want.
You should make it so that I can see which weapons are popular, though.
Oh, yeah, shit. I meant to write that in your list, because I can... That's the kind of tracking that would take me, like... It'd take me 10 minutes to start doing the tracking, but the earlier I do it, the sooner we can actually know. Frozen Flame is asking about the documentary. I'm not actually sure what's going on with that now. The shortcut is done, the long cut they've been working on like crazy, and it's... Mm-hmm. He was hoping to have it done by Comic-Con, and then hoping to have it done by KOL-Con, so...
Yeah, I think... I don't know if they're coming to
KOL-Con.
Yeah, I don't know.
KOL-Con.
Their goal was to have it available at KOL-Con, but it's getting pretty close.
Yeah. And, I mean, we haven't done any research about actually getting it pressed, or what we need to do, like, legally to be able to sell...
Mm-hmm.
A movie.
Yeah.
Because Nightmare just got me all freaked out because of the, you know, the fact that there are magic cards visible in the background and stuff. I'd hate to, you know, I hate the idea of shit like that, but I'd hate to run afoul of it.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Maybe we could just send Wizards of the Coast a message saying, like, hey, we have this documentary, there's a box of magic cards in the background of one of our, or several of our interviews. Do you want us to add a Wizards of the Coast does not endorse Kingdom of Loathing or something to... Because it seems like the way people get around that is just by saying, you know, this... There's no endorsement and all rights are reserved, and then Magic is, the Gathering is still copyrighted by Wizards of the Coast.
And I just wonder, like, you know, how, what other things could you find if you really zoomed in to the the footage, you know, like.
It seems like.
I think there's a Jack Daniels bottle behind me in my interviews, and
well,
it's,
yeah.
I mean, you could recognize a Jack Daniels bottle even if you couldn't read it, so, you know, it's.
It just seems like. Surely not every documentary that's ever been made has involved interviews against a plain white background.
Right.
Like, if you're filming people out walking around and you hit a billboard, do you have to blur the billboard? Like, technically, yes.
I mean, yeah, if you're doing man-on-the-street interviews and somebody's wearing a Pepsi t-shirt, you do have to blur it out, you know, because they do. I mean, maybe, you know, most... documentary film crews that are making a document. I mean, maybe most documentaries you see are the second or third or fourth documentary that person has made, so they ran into that problem the first time and now they know better or whatever, you know, like that.
It seems like for the distribution that we want to do, I don't think we need to worry about it, honestly.
Definitely the thing to do is to proceed apace and not be that concerned about it, because that's always served us in the past. I mean,
and if they,
one day we're going to get sued, and then we'll know what not to do. But
and if they want to take it to a festival or something, then they will have to go through and scrub.
Right.
We really should have bought some online store sells shirts that have pixelated images on them, which is kind of cool.
That's funny.
And saves the work.
Probably make our own on Cafe Press. Or, you know, using our regular t-shirt supply chain. Slightly more expensive. We were looking at it. It's slightly more expensive for us to make a single shirt than it is to make a shirt via Cafe Press. Just because of the screen charges.
But surely once you get into any kind of volume.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think 2 is the volume that makes it cheaper for us.
Right.
But for 1, it's not. Shit. I had one thing that I actually had to accomplish today, and I didn't do it. The KOL Con logo.
The KOL icon. The KOL Con icon.
The KOL Con IV icon. We are...
the world.
KOL Con is getting fucking huge. It is...
We've topped 300 people, haven't we?
I think so. Zly told me today that we have gotten 120 people past attendance last year, just in pre-regs. And we had more people show up last year than pre-reg. I thought it was twice as many. Everybody thought it was twice as many except Zly, who didn't think that twice as many people showed up as pre-registered. But yeah, fucking nuts. 260, apparently, last night.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's exciting. We're prepared for that many people.
Yeah, absolutely. Zly has done... Yo, woman's work. Yo, that's woman's work. Yo, MTV. She has done Yo, MTV raps in the service of this con. We've managed to air condition the outdoors for the barbecue.
We're as cool as Penny Arcade was 3 years ago.
Everything in the Astro is the same band lineup, except Optimus Rhyme. But
I'd love to get Optimus.
I feel like they all have day jobs, and I've only ever seen or heard of them playing in Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the minibuses have day jobs, and they tour around to some extent, too, but... Does Front have a day job?
I don't think so. I think he's in the business of being Front.
I see.
And fronting a lot. But he's also mad famous, you know.
Right.
He's in Time Magazine.
True. Was he in Time Magazine?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
They did a story on Nerdcore, and they had a full page photo of him. He was also Time Magazine's Person of the Year last year, but then
only when we right. Dr. Van Van Mojo talking about the jalapeno and habanero sauce sphere fix, which happened. B10B says, are there any non-combat adventures hidden in 100% combat encounter zones where you have to use non-combat gear to experience the adventures? No, it would be neat if there was, but the way that stuff was written, if a zone has a 0% or 100% chance of non-combat, the plus and minus combat stuff is not evaluated at all, because there is one order in the code for handling the like logic of what adventure to give you is not particularly robust. It's way better than it used to be. It used to be, and this is the origin of stuff like the plate of hot wings in the defiled elbow or whatever, or the defiled the
dark heart,
the dark elbow of the woods. Yeah. It used to be that there had to be at least one adventure that was possible in order for there to be any zones with conditionals in a zone. I don't think that's not the case anymore. It will actually bail out and say no, and you can do this actually with some tricks from some new items from NS13. You can make the zone logic fail by doing a certain thing in a certain spot, and people know about it, and I don't know. It's not really a spoiler anymore, but I'm still not going to talk about it. It's possible to make it so there are no appropriate monsters in certain zones. And it will bail and give you this, no monster was found, this should never happen, kind of thing. But yeah. It's, I figured out a way. I forget what it was. We did something in the level 12 quest where I was able to fake the effects of... I was able to interpret the plus and minus combat rate, even though a zone had 100%, by building some extra logic into a super likely conditional. So we could do that actually. Hmm. We could make it so there were non-combats in zones that only had combats, but only if you had some plus combat gear, and the chances would actually work out correctly. But we have not. There are none of those.
And Variel says, how about a rarish non-combat at the Icy Peak that warrants some mountain air, because mountain air is better than regular air. I don't know if we should do it there, but if we ever add a dairy to McMillican Cuddy's farm. Yeah.
Or maybe a mountain ear, which is better than a regular ear.
Mm-hmm. You can use it to replace your virgin ear.
Or your dungeon ear. Mm-hmm. Dr. Van Mojo says, now that the angry cow is one of the easiest tower monsters, and the egg has taken the cow's place as by far the most aggravating, any plans to retire the stuffed angry cow? What egg? Young Fry of Treachery! What's the egg? I don't even remember that tower monster.
I don't either. Riff would know, but Riff isn't here.
Yeah, Riff's at a BBBQ. I did not know that it was a holiday. So today I woke up and there was a giant American flag planted in my lawn.
Hmm.
And I was like, So I went out and I folded up the American flag with all due respect and placed it in a box at the base of the flagpole and hung my Jolly Roger from the flagpole. So whoever put those up is gonna. And my wife was mortified. She's like, oh, but we need the neighbors to like us, or they'll run us out of town. She's afraid that we're already at a significant disadvantage on account of our forbidden interracial love.
Right. Is it that kind of neighborhood?
We probably are. It's very Mormon. I mean, I don't know. The thing is, everybody in the neighborhood has kids, and I don't care what the parents think about my pirate flag. I know the kids are going to like it.
Yeah.
Because kids like pirates, you know? So, anyway.
I'm currently surfing the
KOL
wiki
to see if there's any, see what we can... Maybe, let's see, those are new. Some of those are new.
Yeah, it seems like they've got...
Right, fried egg. Okay, correct, because the pepper is a pain in the ass to get the pepper out of there. Same complaint about the toolboxes, right? Like, it's, you can use a million toolboxes and never get the meat tank or whatever. It is possible that I will end up writing something that... forces you, if you have used a bunch of picnic baskets and not gotten any pepper, to get a pepper on, like, the fourth one, or whatever, if it hasn't happened. But yeah.
Apparently, MC Frontalot is currently a female sorority. All right.
Female wearing the frat outfit.
Yeah.
What are his familiars named?
Dracula, Spuds,
and then a whole bunch of default.
The Grew is Macophony. Twinkles. Yeah, he logged in today, though.
Good old Gronald. End of the Wumpa says, if you attempt to go to the Filthworm Queen's chamber before doing anything else, there's no go back link. Okay, that should be.
That's because there is no going back. Noted.
That's not your word pad.
What I really want is some sort of eye tracking device on here that will tell which screen I'm looking at.
Yeah, I remember reading something a long, long time ago about a thing that could track your eyes and bring windows into focus depending on what you were looking at. I think that would cause more problems than it.
Okay, so Missing No says... what does the Black Knight's Fumble reference? I know that's not how knights move in chess or shogi, but it is.
Well, it depends.
I mean, a knight has to move in an L shape.
Yeah,
that's 3x2.
But
so okay, I guess he could move over one and then up three.
No, but it's 3x2. Okay, would you say that a pawn is allowed to move either two or three spaces forward?
No, because a pawn is only allowed to move either one or two spaces
right,
forward.
Right, so the knight is not moving three spaces forward and two to the side. He's moving two forward and one to the side. Right? Like, that's what they're talking about.
Hmm.
He is covering a 3x2 square, but the pawn is either covering a 2x1 or a 3x1 square. But you wouldn't say that the pawn moves either two or three spaces. You would say one or two. Which, I like... Not that I like doing that, but... it's... They guess they kind of have a point.
yeah, I'm aware that I'm editing live code, and I'm not going to put that in there.
No, it's
just... Since he can only move like a knight moves in chess, you assholes.
Because he's working on his knight moves. He's trying to remember what those words actually.
Just like late night driving blues or something.
Late night blues, yeah. See, the night moves two spaces forward, and you move two spaces back, and you come together because, damn, Gina.
Opposites so attractive. So how would you describe how a night moves?
I would say two spaces forward and one to the side. I mean, see, that's he could also move two spaces to the side and one either forward or backward, but you know what? There you go. Anyway. Missing No says, the enormous greater than sign requires 50 main stat to enter. The Dungeons of Doom require 44. Is this a bug or a feature? It's a feature.
That's awfully strange.
It's a pug. I am Punha says, is there any way we could somehow get a walk in a box, or do you think that using an adventure is acceptable for making the best readily available food in the game? I think that using an adventure is definitely acceptable for making the best readily available food in the game. Novanite21 says, if the hippie protest button is so awful that it damages all who look at it, why doesn't it damage you every time you look at the description of it? Well, you don't have to look at it to get the description. We could describe something as, this thing is so bright that you can't actually look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, you know, you could describe something that was invisible without looking at it.
Well, what happens when you look at an item description is you're not closely examining the item, you're just holding it up, and then a voice narrates the...
Yeah. One of us, whichever one of us wrote it, is actually talking to you.
Right.
Based on... Frozen Flame says, Rift seems to be incredibly popular. Every show, at least one person will say they love Rift, but share none of that love with anyone else. Is the rest of the asymmetric crew getting jealous? But more importantly, how does Rift do it? What is his secret weapon? Is it his manly voice, the way he hums Katamari Damacy? Is he secretly a pirate? Or is it because of his 11 dicks? I heard he has, like, 30 dicks.
Hmm. That would be so many verses into the one dick blues.
That's true. One of these days I gotta record the One Dick Blues.
Yeah. And Alex, I'll take Hardik for 100.
That's true. That's true.
That's beautiful.
As popular as Don't Fall on a Cactus got.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ode to Booze.
It's mainly because Riff has the most hair of any of the asymmetric employees.
That's true. We're all
which
like
is harder than you might think. His hair is almost as tall as he is.
That's true. That's true. He can sit on. I cannot yet sit on my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I have several years worth of hair.
You can sit on my face though,
and tell you that I love you.
Yeah. If that's not too gay. I still need to make my homophobia so gay shirt.
NicoChan314 says, much like last week with the frozen hands not working, the frozen shoulder skill that you get from the 17 alarm saucepan also isn't working. Maybe there's a similar typo. Foggy says, any chance we get a magnifying glass next to the pour button in the summoning chamber? Yeah, that actually makes sense, because you do need to check those. Could put both of those into that list. You do need to be able to see those items, and I gotta imagine that it would bother me, because I wouldn't be able to remember after looking at them, and I also wouldn't be willing to write it down.
Right.
So,
the last time I went through that quest, I just ended up pouring every bottle down the drain and just seeing what happened.
Right.
What happens? Man.
What happened? Did at one point you get signal?
I think so.
Blizzbob says, thanks for fixing the erudite gremlin's grammar. Did you fix the erudite gremlin's grammar?
Sort of.
What was going on in
there? I still didn't agree with... There was a... Like, I would like to eviscerate, decapitate, blah, blah, blah. And they were saying that one of the three in that sequence wasn't the same... Didn't serve the same grammatical function as the other two.
It wasn't the same part of speech.
Yeah, so you couldn't have them all three in a list like that.
So what was it?
I don't know. I fixed it.
But I mean, what did you change it to?
I think it was, on some level, I would like to evacuate, decapitate, and render you into bits, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't like the way that was set up. And I still don't quite understand why, so
Who didn't like it? Was it the Grammar Police?
Yeah.
Led by...
Grammar Sting.
Sting, yeah.
That's from Gramercy Records.
Huh.
But that was an easy fix, because defenestrate is a word that you can never have.
I mean, were they saying, because that would imply that he wanted to eviscerate you into bits, decapitate you into bits, and render you into bits?
Yeah, or render you unconscious. So they were like, what, you want to he wants to decapitate you unconscious and eviscerate you unconscious?
I guess, I want to eviscerate you, decapitate you, and render you unconscious.
Right.
I would have not had that problem. Yeah.
I want to penetrate, violate, and...
Well,
desecrate you.
Let me penetrate you.
Yeah. Yeah. Lentimentalist has a point there that we shouldn't. It's kind of spoilery, but in my campaign.
Who doesn't say? Oh. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Eh. Presumably they would have that. Although, you'd swap it out to do the actual fight, probably, if you were.
Right.
Because I think once that's unlocked, you can always get in there.
But wouldn't it just pull up the same item text as you would get if you were looking at it from your inventory?
Yeah, it would. So that's
you
fine.
You'd figure it pretty quick.
You put it on there, just for convenience. Nilosia says, can there be a cooking ingredient similar to the delicious god-sent chocolate peanut butter known as Nutella?
Nutella's actually hazelnut
butter.
Yeah.
It's like, I've had it.
I think it's tasty.
Because everybody's like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever, and I was like, eh.
Well, it's one of those...
It's okay, it's not...
It's one of those things that gets a lot of...
Like In-N-Out Burger.
Well,
like
it gets a lot of cash because it's not readily available.
Right.
They're like, dude, Nutella is so much better than our local peanut butters because it is imported, and you couldn't get it in stores forever, and now you can, and... I think that Del Taco is every bit worth the hype, though.
See, I don't think of Del Taco as being like that. Like, I kind of think of Del Taco as being the, like, ghetto Taco Bell.
That's really weird.
No, I love Del Taco. I prefer Del Taco.
See, I think
to
of
Taco
Del Taco
Bell,
Taco
but I don't
is...
think of Del Taco as being, like, the In-N-Out Burger of tacos.
Oh, I think that if you want Mexican food, you go to Del Taco, because they make good Mexican food, and Taco Bell makes good Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It's kind of like McDonald's is not really a burger joint.
Right.
It's a McDonald's.
Like, it's like a McDonald's-flavored extruder.
Right.
A McDonald's-flavored... paste extruder. I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't get the only thing I ever eat from Del Taco is their regular tacos, which are very similar to Taco Bell tacos. They're just like slightly less sawdusty beef.
Right.
And,
well, they're all their stuff's fresh, I think, is the main thing.
And the French fries, which they're like, those are certainly not
unremarkable.
They're remarkable in that hardly any place sells crinkle cut fries that are actually sort of like, you know, like little mashed potatoes balloons, the way that crinkle cut fries become. Del Taco's fries are very much like the French fries that, like, my grandma would make when she cooked up some Orida fries in the oven, you know.
And were they Orida?
They were. Because when it said Orida, it's Orida, Orida, Orida.
Right.
I'm a big fan of Del Taco. I never saw it as something that had that kind of, like, they don't have Del Taco where you live. Well, that's fucked up. I think White Castle has more of that.
You know what's weird is the out in Minnesota, they just got Fat Tire beer, and it's like $15 for one of the 20-ounce bottles. And everybody was drinking it like, oh my god, have you tried this stuff? It's so great. And they were like, hey, check this. This place is nice. They have Fat Tire. And like, oh my god, they have Fat Tire on tap, which actually didn't happen anywhere.
Right.
But just if you could even get it, it was just amazing. And I was like, yeah, we have it. And it's like...
I mean, they have it at every grocery store.
Yeah.
It's
half
like,
as
sort of equivalent to Sam Adams in quality.
And it's
like
not very
not
good.
Good at all. Yeah, that's just... I mean, I guess I could, like, Fat Tire was definitely my introduction to this one category of beer that I just can't stand.
Hmm.
So if you've never had that kind of beer before, and you like that kind of beer, I can see how that would be very exciting, but... That was weird. You know, where I grew up, Busch beer was, like, premium beer. It was the better-than-Budweiser beer that Anheuser-Busch made, and it either over time or just because of I don't know what. It's like akin to, you know, Natural Light or Milwaukee's Best here.
There was... Is that the tattoo?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's almost impossible to get Busch in bottles here, which is strange.
There was a recipe change that they did, but I don't know if it would have been after you'd already encountered it. But they...
I know they started manufacturing it because the city of St. Louis wouldn't allow them to name the Cardinal Stadium that they sponsored Budweiser Stadium.
Hmm.
So they named it Busch Stadium and then started manufacturing Busch beer. Which I thought was pretty clever of good old Augustus Busch.
What's going to kill me out there, though, is in Minneapolis or anywhere out there, they haven't heard of Stone at all.
Huh.
So no Arrogant Bastard stuff and no Stone beers. And
That's pretty much what I've switched to for just drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for drinking, it's for drinking. So yeah, that would be a blow. I wonder if you could get it. I mean, you would surely be able to find some sort of, like, you know, good beer store that really cared about getting people stuff that they wanted from other places. I mean, there's no place, like, near my new house that sells Stone, so I just went to Sun Devil and bought a case of it, you know, like, a couple weeks ago.
Sizzler said, I recently read a thread about complaints made via the forums and thought, how would you prefer players make comments about aspects of gameplay they find negative to some degree? I would say, respectfully, thoroughly, and including suggestions on how it might be improved.
Yeah.
Respectfully, specifically, and with some kind of suggestion. So...
And people are always a lot better at perceiving a problem than understanding what the solution to that problem would be, you know? I mean, that's why not everybody is making games. It's not to say that, like, we have some magic knowledge or power that you don't, but, like, you know, it is far easier to complain about something than it is to sort of specifically imagine an idea for making it better, right? And you know, that's just one of those things.
Well, it'd be fine if people would just say,
oh, there it is. I was looking for that the other day. We found plenty of other splitters, but the little Ouroboros of splitters.
It would be fine for them to just say, there should be some narrative justification to making this do less damage. And then we can come up with the content.
Right.
But,
Mostly, it's not being a prick about it, because, you know, we're just not going to listen to you if you're being an asshole. If you're specifically attacking us or calling us idiots or saying, what the fuck is the point of the dev team if stuff this unbalanced is going to get through into the live game, you know?
Or this item sucks and is completely useless, which there is the small contingent for whom something is either the best thing ever or useless, and there's nothing in the middle, and that kind of bugs me. But I think, I mean, we need that feedback from you guys, and we wish that you would give it to us in a format that we're willing to swallow, because even with the dev team, even with us having worked on this game and playing it and everything, it is impossible to figure out now what people are going to use something for. We can put the enchantments on it thinking, you know, okay, the Bounty Hunter quest people are going to do when they have extra turns at the end of a day. And they're going to, you know, when they're done with their questy stuff for the day, they're going to do it. And how people actually do the Bounty Hunter quests seems to be completely different from that, and we just had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, adopting bounty hunting and basementing as a sort of play lifestyle was not something we anticipated at all. For instance,
well, know, people saying that the rewards for those quests are now necessary to be at the top edge of things, so we should make them easier to get, when it was kind of backwards from that, is what we were thinking, is these quests are tedious and nobody's going to do them, so the reward should be really good. So, yeah, we need you. We just wish you wouldn't insult us.
Yeah, and, you know, it came to a head with NS 13, because there was so much complaining about it before anybody saw it, and then, there, you know, it was just a dark time, you know? And all of the time leading up to NS 13, I was thinking, like, you know, it was nice when we were working on Ascension, because we just had this great big project that we could kind of work on for a while, you know, and not have this kind of incremental thing where we're a lot of the times just like sort of floundering for something to do, you know, just having a big goal. We got so much work done in such a small amount of time during the Ascension rollout because we just had this big overarching project. And then, you know, like, all right, so let's conceive of NS 13 and do that. And then it's like, oh god, it took like a fucking year,
right?
And you know, it was kind of miserable, and like that, just that the sort of grueling nature of that combined with the just kind of, you know, ungrateful, just barking at us that both preceded the rollout and followed it, like, it was...
We did see, in between Ascension and NS13, we did see the rise of a specific type of gamer who is entirely focused and really good at figuring stuff out, but thinks that the way that they play is the only way anybody plays, and thinks that that all changes should be run by them for approval.
Right.
And those people are not the majority, but they were loud.
And, they which is not to say that they don't have a point when they say that, you know, the game can be fun for casual players and for really dedicated, you know, hardcore people. Because it should be. That's obviously the goal, is to, you know, we don't think, okay, well, we've spent 6 months doing things that are nice for casual players, now we need to spend 3 months doing things for people who play them all, and then a month and a half for people who speed ascend. You know, we would like to add content that is fun for everybody, and you know, that is balanced for everybody, and that is interesting to everybody, and anything that we put in that appeals to, you know, more than one type of player, that's less work for us, right?
Yeah.
Because we've created more happiness with less effort.
There are some people for whom any change is just going to be a bad change.
And also the forums are going to attract the kind of people who are more likely to get upset about changes. And that's just, I think it was always like that. It's just that there wasn't as much game for them to get pissed off about.
Right.
So the sort of fragmenting of gameplay into help and community and gameplay.
Yeah, so now we have
the
forum.
Gameplay,
yeah,
right? So like
which is just...
It's just the complaining. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that was kind of a...
But the main thing with NS13 was it was something that we had worked a long time on and we were excited about and about rolling out, and then people weren't even willing to play it.
Yeah, they weren't willing to give us a chance to be excited about it because, that you know, it was,
that's
we
why
were preemptively told that all of our ideas are bad.
Well, that's why just having somebody say, now it's flying out of my head, just me saying that it is not useful criticism to say that this is different from how it used to be,
right,
seemed to get construed as nobody is allowed to make any suggestions because we did this awesome thing.
Right.
And, you know, I've learned a lot this year about how nobody listens to what the fuck you're saying when they're upset.
Yeah.
Because I made some really, what I thought were reasoned, detailed, non-inflammatory posts, and the responses were usually, you asshole, why did you say all this shit that didn't have anything to do with what I'd actually said? So
I mean, just the thread where I posted basically the same thing you did, maybe marginally more diplomatically, but more importantly, like 3 days later,
yeah,
and everybody was like, oh, well, finally some reasonableness coming from the admins. It's just it makes you understand why there are politicians, and that fucking sucks, you know? Like it's.
I had to repeatedly say, you know, we're not going to give you the kind of bland, super-focused group corporate speech that you're used to getting from the big corporations that you frequent. Like, if you go into Best Buy and you're a total douchebag to the guy behind the counter, he has to be nice to you no matter what you do.
Right.
If you go into an independent bookstore and are a total douchebag, they will kick you out.
Right.
So, you know, we're a giant independent bookstore.
Yeah. And it's weird, you know, would people be as demanding if Best Buy wasn't so courteous? I don't know. You know, I mean, like, who do you think gets more of those just total prick complaints? The phone company or the independent bookstore?
Right.
I mean, percentage-wise, out of their customer base. Like, I personally think that you could probably do the independent bookstore thing on a larger scale and still, you know... The bigger an organization gets, the harder it is to behave like a reasonable human being, because the further your organization is from anything similar to a reasonable human being, you know?
Ashelon says he had the same basic situation happen when he ran a Neverwinter server. So maybe that's a... I'm sure that all of this is the same as what happens to any group that runs a game. But
they're not always they're not talking to you the way that we're talking to you.
And
so you don't hear them when they're pissed at you.
Yeah. And we're more invested in the game than, say, or the feedback from the game than, like, Blizzard as a company is. Because Blizzard has a team of people who writes the game, team of people who reads the forums.
Hundreds of people responsible for any given aspect of it, whereas for any given aspect of KOL, there are maybe three people responsible for it. And so it's going to hit harder. We should take a break.
Okay. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
I am he as you are, he as you are me, and we are all together. See how they run like things from a gun, see how they fly. I'm flying, sitting on a cornflake, waiting for the band to come. Corporation t-shirts, the bloody Tuesday, man. You've been a naughty boy, you let your face go long. I'm the Eggman. They are the Eggman. I'm the walrus. Do-do-do-do. Mr. Sticky Placement. Sticky Pretty. Let the policeman in a row. See how they fly like Lucy in the sky. See how they run.
I'm the one who's faces I remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not some better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Oh, I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. Now I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I loved you more. Lose affection for the people and the things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. My life, I love you more.
And we're back. That was a cover of the Beatles' My Life from Dent, Arthur Dent, one of the KOL players. That was from my KOL karaoke contest that I ran earlier this year. That's actually something that you would probably enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Just the way that guy sings is much, very much in the style of people who you like.
I see. Sing. So he has an annoying voice?
He has a voice without pretense.
I see.
You don't know that faggot stuff like vibrato or singing on pitch or...
Yeah. Because that's the problem I have with the way that choir fags sing is that it's too good, Mr. Skullhead. It's on pitch and... Vibrato? Who the fuck decided that sounds good?
There's a difference between singing and speaking.
I see.
And there probably should be.
I see. So you're saying that when I say...
Dude, Michael Stipe.
I will always love you. You're saying that doesn't have the same emotional content as when Whitney Houston...
No, it does, but that's kind of the opposite of the point that you're trying to make. Michael Stipe has vibrato. John Flansburgh has vibrato. It's just that their tone is sharper than, you know, it's not the, some crazy bastard wants to hit me, you know, it's not like, it's not fruity choir, you know, but it is vibrato-y. You just don't like anybody to take anything seriously, like somebody singing like, I am singing and I'm very into making sure I sing correctly, you're like, fuck that. It should be, you know, they shouldn't display that much emotion in public, it's embarrassing.
Huh. But
I got your number.
No, it's not. You know, it's not about displaying that much emotion in public. It's more about like, I don't think you actually feel that way right now, sir. I think you're faking it for this song. Like, you know, I feel like I would not enjoy seeing Counting Crows live, for instance, because I don't believe. I can believe that if I hear it, and it's the same thing every time, I can believe, all right, once this guy felt this way, and that's coming out
right
in the way that he's singing, and
see, I don't think that he sings that way because he's sad.
No.
I think that's just the way that his voice sounds. You know, as evidenced by the fact that Accidentally in Love sounds has the same quality of tone to it that
I actually heard.
I think the Rain King does. It's the one happy Counting Crows song.
Well, there was I Sign on the Beach that they took off of August and Everything After because it was too happy. Happy.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't like the overly emotional singing that a lot of the modern music the kids are listening to has.
I don't. Mostly what bothers me about that kind of singing is the needless flourishes. It has me believe that basically every flourish is needless. Like, I just don't. If you do it more, it's kind of like a fucking encore at a rock show. You know, I just hate that idea. And if you do it more than once, that's too much. Once is usually too much.
Yeah. But that was your critique, is if you're going more than like an interval of a third, a lot of singers will add another note in between the two notes they're transitioning to try and to make sure that they get up all the way up to the note they're headed for.
I see.
And that's not something that that you enjoy. You know. You're not
twinkle,
the
twinkle, twinkle little star.
It's like twinkle, twinkle little star.
Yeah, you that know. Just makes you sound like Leanne Rimes.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's no good. Hedgehog Girl 123 says, how come you were never on GKOL? I like you guys, but you are never on GKOL. I think it would be awesome if you did a show or two on GKOL. How come you're never on GKOL? I like you guys a lot, but you're never on GKOL. And then adds, I think it would be awesome if you guys did a show or two on GKOL. I have no idea who runs GKOL.
I don't either.
I was not aware that it was still. If you had asked me, I would have said, I don't know if that's still there or not.
Yeah.
If you asked me, I would say, I don't know.
Hey, do you know anything about GKOL?
I don't. I don't.
I mean, I don't feel like there's any animosity or any rivalry there, but
not like that heated WKOL right? versus Radio KOL.
They're just they're. We needed to pick one that was going to be the official unofficial. You know, we needed to just link to one, I think. And it was RKOL, because RKOL was the first one.
Well, sort of.
In a manner of speaking. Well, Amplitude and iSpeculum, the station that they're on, we've always...
That's true. We just basically follow those two dudes.
They changed ownership a couple of
times.
They're
tall and strong, and we like tall, strong men, because they make us feel safe.
Mm-hmm. And slightly warm in the crotch.
Swine says, you know, it just occurred to me. Why does the Knobgoblin sub-assistant mad scientist wield a fork? It's not even a scientific fork. Oh, it is. It's got,
No, it's not.
No, it's not?
In the,
It says it's not even, why is it really, it's not even a scientific fork.
In the attack text.
You in the eye with a fork and it's not, oh. It, but it is a scientific fork. It's just that that's wrong.
Yeah, I'm the problem. Whatever. Maybe, I always figured you interrupted him eating lunch or something. He can't be doing science 24/7. Homie's got to eat.
Right. He is dropping science like Galileo dropped the orange, but even Galileo occasionally had to pick up the orange and eat it.
Right.
Onion says, so my birthday was last week, and my friends decided it would be funny to make me a cake that says, Happy Coming Out of the Closet Day instead of Happy Birthday. My question is this, what's the most efficient way to get revenge on 12 people? I don't know, you could stage some sort... You could pretend to murder somebody and then rig it so they were selected as your jury and then make the fake trial just go on for days and days and days so they all lose their job. You could also...
You could buy a dozen cookies and put X-Lax in them.
Right. You could buy a dozen eggs and throw one at each person.
Right. Jesus. So, making breakfast this morning, I cracked one egg, and it was fine, and I went to crack the other one, like, knocked it on the side of the pan, and it didn't crack open. It just kind of got, like, a little impact, spider web thing on it. So, I hit it again, and it didn't crack open. It's like, Jesus Christ. So, I finally pried the top of the egg off, and it was frozen solid. One egg out of the pack of six... Huh. Was like a
had you just gotten it from the store that morning?
Or? No. Huh. It had been in the refrigerator long enough for one of the eggs to freeze.
That's very strange.
I've never encountered a frozen egg before. It's just like a little egg ice cube inside of its shell.
Wow, you could have put it in a smoothie. you know?
Hmm.
Like, slowly.
I was tempted to just put it in one of my drinks.
Right, yeah. Sneakabout says, why do all chef staves need pulverized? Do you hate Pastamancers? Bullshit, there were chef bots. There have always been chef bots. Oops.
See, eye tracker.
Silent Assassin says, a question for Jick. How did you come up with this game? It's awesome, but almost complete nonsense at the time. Colon. Maybe that was a smiley face with a tongue stuck out. Feng Shui says, Scully, I have a spreadsheet fetish. Excel really turns me on. Sex isn't the same without some horizontal row insertion.
That's the kind of question I would usually expect to hear from Fineldar.
And Silent Assassin goes on, how did you get the ideas of things? Pastamancer? I mean, who thinks of that? That was supposed to be Jerry Seinfeld, but I think...
Your Jerry Seinfeld sounds a little bit like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz, you know? But he couldn't give me a hug.
I actually can't... I can't picture in my ear what,
No, I know
what do you call it? I can't sound in my head what the Tin Man sounds like.
No
like
hot?
Like C-3PO.
No hot. Just kind of very nasal and...
But also kind of like... Say, Muggsy.
A little bit.
A little bit of that.
Sure. The best Wizard of Oz is the one where Edward G. Robinson is the Tin Man.
Tanzanapfel says, why can't we have an effect that gives your text random heavy metal umlauts in chat? Black metal from the Black Knight with a small plus percentage muscle boost at the expense of Moxie.
I think that would be fun to do, but it should be a better, there should be a better way to get it.
Yeah. A chat effect from a special attack from a monster, I don't know. Plus, I don't know how I feel about the whole heavy metal umlauts joke. Yeah. Because it's not, you know, you can't just put umlauts over something and that makes it heavy metal. It changes the sound, man. Those are like diphthongs, man.
Mm. So, yeah, actually, that would be Mateo.
Diphthong, diphthong, diphthong. Diphthong, 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 diphthong. Diphthong, diphthong.
Continue.
Glebe says, is it possible to pickpocket bounty hunter items? No. They have conditionals, so you cannot pickpocket them. The Deversionizer says, I was looking at the familiar boards and noticed that casual runs are eligible for the softcore boards. Since I play hardcore, it doesn't really bother me, but was this an oversight or intentional? Nah, do that Divergenizer's question too. We're making notes and we're going to put them in the Wikigasm so that I will actually I feel like I can come in tomorrow and do a bunch of bug fixes like I did today. These are the days that really make it all worthwhile, when I get to do just a bunch of grunt work bug fixing instead of creative work.
Well, you got to have at least as much probably more fun fixing the typos, you know, than I did compiling that list.
And giving me shit about not knowing the difference between lay and lie.
I really should just print out the handout that I made for my class and put it up somewhere.
Yeah. So, you would say I was lying around my house all day?
No, because that would be in the past tense. So,
I see. So, you would say I was laying around the house all day. I'm just going to lay around the house all day.
No, I'm just going to lie around the house all day. Yesterday I lay around the house all day, and today I'm going to lie around the house all day.
Yesterday I lay around the house all day?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fruity, like either from some, you know, 200-year-old
I guess, you know,
from the Bible.
Yeah.
Yesterday I laid around the house all day, right?
No.
Or no. Because lay is the past tense of lie, and laid is the past tense of lay?
Yeah.
Huh.
So you're right, it would be was lying. Just like, I was.
Well, no,
I was
not necessarily,
because
you're not just saying past progressive. I mean, what if you want past perfect?
I don't know. I just know that every time we're using it in the kingdom, it's in present tense, so there's really no...
Right.
And nothing ever lays there or is just laying there. And I think every single example of that was...
Right.
One of those two. Your opponent just lays there. knocked out from the gas balloon.
I think almost all of those were riff, and almost all of the weird parenthesis punctuation were me.
Yeah. And some of them were entirely me, like that whole paragraph I wrote that didn't make any goddamn sense.
I did not immediately see what was wrong with that paragraph, but I trusted you, so I replaced it with the new one. There were also just a lot of sort of random typos, like when, you know, typing instead of with. What happened there?
I just tried to push the cat off of my computer tower, like out the back of the desk, and forgot that there's a foot tall wall that comes down from the top of the desk, so I just ran the cat into it. Stupid cat.
Casey seems to be none the worse for wear. Crypto guy says, how do the substats work? I mean, is there any way to explain it in layman's terms? Let me figure out what a layman is. You know, like if there was some craftsman who was called a layman, it'd be funny to develop like a jargon for that, like you know, someone who lays things or lies lies things, a professional liar. Well, it's the formulas on the wiki. It's something that's all fucked up. It's like square root of x plus 2 or something. Is it? Yes. Who knows.
One of the ways to randomly pull numbers out of our ass is to use a complex mathematical formula to convert them into from numbers that make sense into numbers that are a little more random.
Right.
So that's one of the things that we used to do back in the day. Minigate says, so what's the next big item on your list? NS15, a new game, or something to do with the Mafia? Maybe your minds are still not thinking of large installments of content.
I started drawing out a plan for the pirate expansion today. Because that's actually not a whole lot of content to write.
Right.
Adding 5 new small zones, say. Very small. Very, very small. Small zones. And getting a kind of structure in place. And I did finally find a database of parts of speech, and I now have a very small print list in my office of all of the adjectives that start with a given letter and end with Y. In alphabetical order to flip through. We're definitely doing the witty pirate and the maybe a wimpy pirate and a whiny pirate. Drop some wine.
The wussy pirate. Drop some wuss.
Warty pirate. I was starting to think about having a warty pirate who all of his drops were based on folk wart remedies. Like he would drop a penny for you to rub on stuff.
And duct tape we already have.
Anti-toad piss.
A witchy pirate. See how high he flies.
Sparks fly from her fingertips. Mm-hmm. His fingertips. The pirate's fingertips.
Is it your intent to do kind of an RPG-ish thing with the thing that you have Xeno working on right now?
Yeah, it's there's. I don't really want to talk about that yet, but
that was more for my notification.
That's definitely something that is going to be at a point where I'm going to approach the rest of the company about it relatively soon. But that's
His current plan is to come up with this other game and then come to the rest of the company and say, "You guys are all fired because now I have this other game to work on."
No. No. It's not yet at the point where I need a lot of input on the design. But it's years away from anyone seeing it, basically, because of the nature of the plans. Grethko says, we also need some Order of the Stick jokes like the barbecue. I don't like Order of the Stick. People like Order of the Sticks, and I don't like Order of the Sticks.
I don't mind them. I don't read it very much. It's one of those that it seems like they get really wordy in the dialogue sometimes, so if I look at a strip and it has more text than pictures, I tend to ignore it.
In general, if I look at a comic that has 12 panels, I don't read it. Like, I don't...
See, that doesn't bother me at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, whatever the thing was that Lore linked from his blog most recently, it was some comic. He was like, oh man, this was such a funny example of this one comic, and I went there, and it was just, like, fucking 12 panels, and I'm like, yeah. And I just didn't read it. I, you know, if it was a page of text, I would have read it, and it would have been five times as much text as was on there, but something about a 12-panel comic strip just drives me crazy. Yeah. Order of the Stick, I feel like density is way too low for me.
Didn't we want to do a comic book that was comprised entirely of various people's one-page comics?
Yeah, but I wasn't going to read it. I was going to publish it.
All right.
Silent Assassin says, are there song requests for Radio KOL? If so, I'd like to hear some Necrogoblicon they own. I'm told that they do. I've yet to hear very much of it, but yeah, I'm excited to see them play live. Matola says, I'm curious, why haven't you nerfed, to use a phrase, demon names and made them change each ascension? It's the one thing that doesn't fit with the anti-speed thing that you endorse. Well, they're not meant to change each ascension. It's meant to be, you know what it is? It's another thing where I want people to get better at chess by playing baseball. No, it's supposed to be very hard to unlock all those demon names, and there are going to be even more that are, you know, you're going to be even more irritated by. But as you unlock them, it is supposed to be a permanent reward usable in an ascension context. You know, I specifically made the decision that those names were not going to change across ascensions, so that it's like it's something that you unlock for your character rather than for your current run. And, but, you know, that was one of those things. We had big plans for those and then just ran out of time. We always have twice as many ideas as we have sort of the time and wherewithal to implement. But, you know, those will get there.
Well, I wish that I could tell which ideas were going to be. We do a lot of work on them and then it goes in and it's awesome. Or, in my case, I start doing a lot of work on it, and then I figure out that it's going to be a whole lot of work, and I'm not really that into it, and then I don't finish it.
Right.
Yeah, like the whole Translucent University, I still keep thinking, God, that would be so cool to finish and put in there. But I'm like 10% of the way into it, and
kind of
steam on it.
And I mean,
I wish I would have known that before I put the 10% into it.
Right. And I mean, I wish that I was excited about it, but the time that I spent thinking about it, I was like, yeah, I can't really think of a way to make this all that, you know, like mechanically to really get it there. And I was like, well, I'll see what Scully comes up with. But rather than that being something that we all started working on and got really into as like the next big thing, you know, it was just like. But yeah, it's just gonna be hard to tell which things work and which things don't, you know.
And if that does get done, it's gonna be a lot like KWE, where it was just a fat shit ton of work for everyone involved, and then it's this very minor,
very side kind of thing, But, you know, I mean, the game is better for having KWE in it, I think. Mm-hmm. It's something I kind of expected people to be more into it than they were, I guess, but I didn't, you know. Who the fuck would have thought that the MMG would be such a?
Right.
I mean, we knew when we did it that it was going to be this thing that people did, but it was because of Rafflebot that we knew that, you know, like, and just how fucking boring is the MMG, and how into it are people? Like,
I think that we could have spent several hours coming up with a card game like we were going to that people could play against each other, and it wouldn't have been as popular.
Yeah. I mean, I bet it would be. I bet people would sit playing it all day. I bet that, you know, there would be 100 people playing it right now if we had it in there, because people want something to do while they're sitting in chat, you know.
Right.
And that's the thing about the MMG, is like it's something that you can keep doing.
Yeah, maybe I should figure out the rules for 11. Which is like half of 21 that we were working on.
Yeah. I just sort of hate the idea of trying to code a game that people play against each other in this kind of asynchronous way. I mean, I guess Xeno's Ajax skills could be brought to bear and, you know, could be done in a way that was relatively real time, as long as the person you were playing against didn't just leave.
Right.
Which I guess is the problem. I mean, I think of that as being a huge problem on KOL, but I guess I don't think of, you know, like, what do you do if you start a game of chess in the park and the old man on the other bench just gets up and leaves before the game is over? I mean,
I've been playing a lot of there's a Java implementation of Settlers of Catan.
Oh, yeah?
which is fairly robust, and you can play against bots, or you can play, you can have everybody make a table, kind of like IRC channels.
Oh, that's cool.
And play, and it does suck if somebody leaves, but if somebody leaves, they throw a bot in, and that's not really something we could do, but it does happen that you start a game and everybody leaves, and so you just can't play anymore. It's no big deal.
But, I mean, I guess the problem that I had was that, especially if there's any in-game advantage conferred, you know, if you're betting meat against each other mm-hmm. to play this card game, someone who is losing is just going to stop playing so that they don't lose their meat
right.
in general. You know, so, I mean, I guess you just have to make, you have to make sure that, I don't know, though, what do? You know, if one person leaves, the one person that's left automatically wins. That seems less than satisfying if you get, you know, because sometimes maybe your power goes out, you know.
Like yeah.
It's just one of those kind of, I don't know. I wonder, I don't know that I've seen a lot of multiplayer games like that where, I guess if it were, like, timer-based, you know, that would make sense. Like, if you... I was thinking of, like, the web... Like, that Vox Imperium, that web-based sort of Civilization-style game that I played. You know, that's multiplayer, and somebody could just leave in the middle, but if they leave, you're going to win, because it's like...
Right.
It's sort of asymmetric. You're not, like, taking turns, you know? It's like you're doing stuff, and they can be doing stuff at the same time, and a card game is not going to be like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the web server doesn't really have any idea how long a minute is unless something is being repeatedly called. I mean, I suppose we could do something like that. I mean, if I was writing the chat now, it would be a lot easier on the database because I've sort of, you know, learned to better isolate stuff. And, yeah, I don't know. Hey, it's iSpeculum in Checulum. Archley says, this isn't really a question for the radio, but I don't know where else to send it. You guys were talking about the MIT Mystery Hunt and getting a team together for that event, I believe. Yeah, there's already, anyway, he says, I've recently moved to the Boston area and may be interested if there's a KOL team effort. I understand you're planning on only doing it with people you, or I understand if you're planning on only doing it with people you actually know, of course. You should talk to Hot Stuff, because it's not that there is a KOL team, it's that there is an existing team that, you know, people are welcome to come and join. It's very, I'm not going to say low barrier to entry, but it's not nearly as, like, sort of 50 DKP minus as other other Mystery Hunt teams, like the ones that win,
right.
are. But yeah, you should send Hot Stuff a K-mail about, you know, if you're going to be at the MIT Mystery Hunt, or if you're willing to, there's a fairly... robust sort of puzzle-solving wiki software that the team has developed that allows people to participate remotely. So yeah, anybody who's into puzzles and wants to join Project Electric Mayhem is more than welcome to contact Hot Stuff about the Mystery Hunt. Mystery Hunt's fun.
Sprekenzy Spork says, do you think it would be possible to make the gigantic superfluous fountain in Market Square do something stat-wise? If we made it do anything, it would cease to be a superfluous fountain.
And I was thinking about the fountain today, because I went and added alt text for the blind. That's like alms for the poor, only
right.
more complicated. And Surflex says, I heard on another radio show that Mr. Skullet was a fan of Warren Zevon, and I was just wondering if he had picked up Enjoy Every Sandwich. If not, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I feel kind of guilty because I really enjoy the 5 or 6 tracks that I've downloaded from various places and still haven't gotten any albums from him.
I see.
Which I really should.
I think I was reading about it. I think I read the Wikipedia article about Warren Zevon a while back. I like the I Was in the House When the House Burned Down. That's just a really, really good song.
Yeah.
And the Roll in the Headless Thompson Gunner, I just say.
Oh, I liked it.
It wasn't so much my cup of meat.
People are asking to fix Bad Moon. Is Bad Moon broken?
Is that from today? Or... Brimstone Beret, 4 songs. Fix, please, before I get out of Oxy. It's why I broke Bad Moon. It should be fixed. I believe that I fixed that today.
Right.
That was set in at 5 o'clock, so no. Yeah, 5 o'clock. Yeah, so yeah. That question. Wow, there must have been a lot of questions. Pablo says, I got a chuckle today when I ate lunch at a place called Sneaky Pete's Steakhouse and Saloon in LeClaire, Iowa. Sadly, there was no green beer or key lime pie on the menu. So.
I think there are a couple of those. There's one in Minneapolis, I believe.
Viva La says, on a show last week or so, you guys had talked about not doing a Halo-themed item of the month because of the frat boy image. But wouldn't that lead to a better item of the month? I mean, making fun of something has worked out fine for the Yorkish frat house, and you could tie it.
I think it's not so much that we're not making a Halo-themed item of the month because of the frat boy image. It's we don't really care about Halo because it was this kind of game for lame frat boys when, you know... So we're not that interested in Halo, and thus aren't that interested in making an item of a month about it.
I just sort of didn't like the first Halo. Like, I don't like single player, or I don't like primarily multiplayer first person shooters. If a first person shooter doesn't have a good single player experience, then I'm just never going to play it at all.
Mm-hmm.
If it does, then I'll play it single player. But I've been enjoying BioShock. I picked that up for the PC, and it's good.
But
saving all those little girls instead of harvesting their souls.
Yeah.
Agrethko says, could you make an item that requires more items to make the more people have it? That would be really complicated.
I think we should do that with the bricks of sand. Like, you have to keep up with the Joneses, so you have to build a sandcastle that's bigger than the last sandcastle that was built.
Di Vernon says, if I ordered my pre-reg packet 2 weeks ago and still don't have it by the time con comes because it got lost in the mail, what will happen when I get there? You'll be fine. You'll get everything that was in the packet, and you'll get, you know, access to everything.
Yeah.
'Cause the record of you buying it is still there, and that's the important thing. So your name is on the list.
As long as you can get to GameWorks, or, you know, the first event you show up to, we'll get you.
Yeah. Glebe says, will we ever be able to drop softcore into casual? Yeah, one of these days. Redpot says, is the armed gun ever going to get a drop location? Sure. I'll have a... I don't like the name armed gun. That was Hot Stuff's idea, and I didn't think it was very funny.
When is that?
He just kind of randomly spindled that item because we were talking about putting in some range drops in different places, and I never actually implemented it because I didn't feel like it was quite there yet.
Hmm.
We can take a look at it. It's obviously the gun from the Sidekick's arm.
Uh-huh.
And I can understand the joke, armed gun arm. But it was like cocked gun. If it was a, you know... If his cock was a gun, it could be a cocked gun. And I didn't expect that to actually work, but sometimes the jokes surprise me. The Dominator says, Jigsama! I forgot to ask. Did you watch, and if so, did you like Code Monkeys? No.
You didn't watch it, or did you?
I did not watch it. I don't know what it is.
Some new cartoon on G4.
A cartoon. I don't have G4. I always go for the... Because the only way to get G4 on cable here is to get the sports package.
Yeah.
Which is fucking bullshit.
It's the same with Comcast, though. Yeah. When I was looking at the channels for Minnesota, it's just fucking...
Yeah. So we get, like, one... With the normal cable, you get one kind of... You get one, like, package, and I just... Sort of... It was a no-brainer to get the, like, independent film channels package rather than the, you know... 900 ESPNs and G4.
Right.
If I could pay an extra like dollar a month to get G4, I would probably do that. And you know, they'd be making more money off of me than they are now, but they're never cable companies are never going to let you do that. It just makes too much sense.
I have the IFC and Sundance package too, and it's mainly so that there are two channels that I fully intend to watch and edify myself, and just never do.
I mean, the thing is, I have them so that every once in a while, when there is something on that I've heard, I've been told I should watch this movie, that I can record it and watch it at some point. But I say that, and I never actually watch the movies that I record. I always just end up deleting them because that's a good way to free up a lot of space. Having a really hard time with the cable at the new house. Like, twice now I've had to have cable guys. No, three times. This week will be the third time a cable guy's had to come out because stuff just stops working. Coriander says, personally, NS13 is one of the main reasons I came back to KOL. I feel like there's a lot of people like that.
Coriander also says that tomato sauce is supposed to be good for a moving skunk scent. I have read, though, that that's more a old wives' tale, and that what it actually does is just kind of cover the skunk scent with tomato scent.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And possibly gives you or your dog a giant rash.
It can't... This stuff, when we on the way back from Petco, we're looking at the ingredient list of this stuff, and the list of ingredients in this skunk scent remover is water, isopropyl alcohol, nature's enzymes. What the fuck?
As opposed to enzymes that are created in labs by guys in coats.
Nature's I mean, the thing is, it's not something that you eat, so they don't have to list ingredients, so they might as well have been like, you know, moonbeams and powdered rainbow. Like,
sunshine and like, farts.
Istanbul says, about the new holidays, why are the candied Jarlsbergs worse than the Crimbo candies? Why do the monsters in Belabor Day so hard? Or why do the monsters in Belabor Day so hard? And are sex changes mandatory on St. Patricia's Day?
He also requests that we not read those until we have to implement the holidays. You didn't accidentally hit on any of our ideas, Istanbul.
Matola points out that if you had condoms, they could provide sleaze protection.
My experience has been that condoms are no sleaze protection at all, really.
And I think we're pushing it with one item that is implied that it is equipped on the gonads. that's enough.
Which one is
the sock from the streaker?
Oh, right. Echelon says, what would it take me to persuade Scully and the missus to record the whole go have sex, use a condom bit for a soundbite? We'll try and do that. Actually, I should have the recording of last show, so I'll mess around with Audacity and do that.
Oh, is there a show that you guys have done that didn't get...
Yeah, last week's or 2 weeks ago, whatever.
Okay.
Last week.
If you post the date of that, I can grab it off your hard drive and convert it and upload it when I do this one.
But yeah, whenever somebody gets really into, I have a giant chart in which I've figured out all of the values of every single item, and this one needs to have 5 more meat in its autocell, I tend to say, go have sex. Just go have sex. And just keep saying, use a condom. Or actually, use a condom. It's really cool. It's like a catchphrase.
Jimmy the Basher says, are there going to be more than one IOTM in 1 month? No. Gizal points out that actually, if you want to copy that into your little Turkst file,
there will be 3 items and changed or added to Mr. Store in October.
Oh yeah,
but other than that,
yeah, we gotta think about that at some point, man. Yeah. We should start working on next month's item of the month, like now.
Yeah. Although every time I do that, though, like put in a thread in the dev forums on the 15th, it just kind of sits fallow until the 25th.
It languishes. Until, yeah. But I think that if we do, there is an idea that we have had that requires some extra time. If not, I'll just come out and say it. Probably for next month, what I was thinking is we should do the hobo that eats food instead of drinking booze. Mm-hmm. And so getting that written is the main thing because the mechanic is sort of already there.
I had a concept for that.
Did you?
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
So then we just have to figure it out mechanically because it's either going to need like some kind of fullness limits or something to sort of make up for the fact that food is much more readily accessible than booze.
Yeah. Texmurf asks if we've seen something as a link. I think that's the end game comic that somebody linked us to Dora the Explorer.
It was some spooky forest thing. It was Mag.
Spooky forest.
I guess it was a movie. Anyway, sorry.
I have seen the comic book the comic booklet that Tex Murph is talking about. It's Learn drew it, and somebody else scripted it.
What is it?
It's really kind of funny. It's just like a 4-page comic.
About what?
That they did. About Kingdom.
Oh.
And asks what happened with the comic book and what...
Well, it looks neat. It's illustrated very much like a lot of the, like, sort of RPG game books that I had when I was in. When I was a lad.
What happened with the KOL comic book is the dude just disappeared.
Yeah, it was kind of ready to go, ready to print, and we were like, all right, time to work up a contract and figure out how much money we're going to give you when we sell this, and he's just gone, and it's like...
It wasn't even that. It was, let's put down on paper what we always said was going to be the deal with this. Mm. So it wasn't even like we were surprising him.
Istanbul says, Jake, you can totally sit on your hair. Step one, stand up. Step two, cut off your hair. Step three, put your hair on a chair. Step four, sit there on chair with hair.
That's rhyme. Yeah. That's rhyme. God.
Let's see. Zmobi and Varial says, the word underneath is misspelled in the Castle's Rare adventure, All the Rave.
Is that a Bad Moon adventure, or something
yeah,
else?
Yeah, it's a regular adventure. You should be able to get
that I can fix, somewhere,
yeah. I wonder how I spelled underneath. Actually, I wonder how you or Riff spelled underneath, because... Unless that's one that... Oh, no, you know, I bet that's the one that I did, because I think I wrote the, No. No, I did not. Maybe I did.
Underneath. Oh, wow. That's so misspelled, it's not even remotely spelled correctly.
Good job putting a zero S in there to correct it.
Fixord.
I think I remember writing that.
Actually. I know I did not. Oh. So you might have...
Oh, it's a semi-rare, not a Bad Moon adventure.
Okay.
Big Baby Sweet says, what about Pabst Blue Ribbon? Oh, I like it.
See, I was so sure that you just drank that ironically like every other hipster had like 4 years ago, you know?
I mean, it's honestly just not bad. But the thing is, my philosophy on beer has always been like, either you get good beer or you get just really, really cheap beer. Like, Miller High Life is totally acceptable. We spent a lot of time.
See, I think drinking Miller High Life is horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I just don't.
I would rather drink just a Miller Lite than a Miller High Life, and I would rather drink neither of them. I mean, I'm not a dick. You know, if somebody offers me a beer and they have Bud, Coors, and Miller, I will have one of them without saying. Yeah. Well, no, actually,
I will drink Budweiser every once in a while. I mean, if I'm at a bar and that's all they have, I'm not going to not drink so that I don't drink Budweiser.
Yeah.
I've actually... one time, I actually bought some Budweiser because I was kind of craving some Budweiser. I was, like, moving some stuff on a hot day in a truck, and I was like, you know, some Budweiser would do the trick right now, because, like, I just...
Were you wearing a shirt with the sleeves ripped off? And
no. I don't have any shirts like that.
Hmm. Well, you know, it's not that hard to make them.
Right, really?
Yeah.
Tiny Classic Grimmy says, just curious, is Hobopolis something in the works? No. That was something we were like, oh yeah, that's a cool idea. We should expand the Sleazy Back Alley into Hobopolis, and that's as far as the idea got. I think there was a time when me and somebody were sitting around I think we were mostly joking about using Hobopolis as a way to parody, like, reputation grinding from commercial MMOs. Yeah, Slapper Susan says, please ask Jake if there's a way I can trace the whereabouts of a friend's custom avatar, claiming that it was ordered 5 months ago and hasn't heard anything. It is a certainty that that has just gotten lost in the system somewhere. So if you could send us a message with that guy's name, then we can track it down in the old list, because we're no more than a month behind ever.
Now. Yeah, send me a message and I'll bounce it to Jake.
Okay,
and that way it'll go around your firewall.
Filter. Okay,
filter wall.
I meant to send Zly a message about it.
Oh yeah, if you send it to Jake, it'll. Yeah. Send it to me or Jake, but not Radio Bug there.
Right. We were talking about making Hobopolis into a parody of MMO reputation grinds by just having it be like two warring factions of hobos, and you had to, you know, spend like 1,000 turns getting in good with one faction to get a quest that, in order to turn it in, or in order to accomplish it, you had to spend another 1,000 turns getting in good with the other hobos, which caused you to be, like, in bad with the first hobos. And then once you got that done, you had to spend 1,000 turns getting back in good with the first hobos so that you could actually talk to the guy to turn in the quest. Mm. But that was a joke, and that was all we ever... Sailor Bowser says, does Colonel Mustard's Lonely Spades Club jacket have an actual enchantment, or does the plus ... in its description have no meaning? No, it, we gave it a bunch of enchantments. It does a bunch of stuff. It just does a bunch of stuff that, you know...
And the whole point of something that's marketed to spades is that it should be hard to figure out what it does. It may not be rewarding in and of itself to figure out what it does.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's not, like, super powerful. It's just, it has, like, five things that it impacts. Oh, man, I just totally gave it away. Gave it away now. All right, we should get off the radio.
What I had, you had to give it to your mama.
What I had, I had to... what you had, I had to get it, put it in you. No, what you had, I had to get put...
We were reeling with the feeling we didn't stop and continued. Yeah, that entire song should be in the past tense. Okay, we're going to hand off because we went over. Because we like talking. So I'll see you tomorrow on the show, and you'll see him Thursday?
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right, good night, folks.
Music has a gold mine. Intellect is much. Fingers. We got shoulder fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go. We sing about beauty, and we sing about truth, for $10,000 show. We think all kind of feels, we give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know. It's the thrill that will get you, if you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone, want to see my picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Okay. cover and around when it's down. On the cover.